Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Zain. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Zain, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
The concept of truth, al-haq, wal-batil, falsehood, from the perspective of the Quran. Okay, Sayyid Zain, first of all, give us a picture how Quran defines haq and batil for us. I mean, what are the main standards or criteria for defining haq and batil according to the Holy Quran?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. One idea would be of truth and falsehood, that which is in accordance with reality would be haq, and that which is against reality would be batil or falsehood.
Yes.
The other idea is related to guidance and misguidance, which is again related to truth and falsehood. That which takes us towards guidance or takes us towards truth, that is haq, and that which takes us towards falsehood and away from that truth is batil. And another idea again would be to do with now forces that are in the world, right?
Yes.
That those who are upon the guidance and those who are forwarding the ideas of reality, they would be the people of truth, people of haq, and those who are against this,
yes,
who are working against this, they would be batil. Okay.
Very good.
So those are some ideas that come to mind regarding haq and batil.
That's right. In Surah Al-Isra, ayah 81, as we read, and say the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood is bound to vanish. So this is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran that falsehood will be vanished. Okay, so many people interpret falsehood, Sheikh Rouhani, and truth according to their own school of thoughts and ideology. So who is to believe, who is not to believe, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, every school of thought may have its own, analyses or explanation regarding falsehood and truth. What matters most to us is this, that we should look at this triumph of the truth or falsehood from the Islamic perspective and particularly Quranic perspective. According to the Holy Quran, the triumph of truth or falsehood is a manifestation of the purposeful divine order. The victory of truth or falsehood is not accidental. It reflects the divine wisdom and justice embedded in creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says that, and say truth has come and falsehood has perished. Indeed, falsehood is bound to perish.
That's right.
This is what is explicitly mentioned in the ayat of the Holy Quran, chapter 17, ayah, or verse number 81.
This surah Al-Isra, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and
right.
Also we have this beautiful ayah again in the Holy Quran in chapter 22, ayah 40, says that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely support those who support him. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might. So in this, from this ayah, we understand that the front of truth moves towards victory, mm-hmm, despite the hypocrites' oppositions. And historically talking, according to the Holy Quran, we have many examples of victory of the truth over falsehood in the history.
Right.
For example, the destruction of Pharaoh,
yes,
and his, let's say, army, which,
yes,
is mentioned in the ayat of the Holy Quran, mm-hmm, or the defeat of disbelievers in the Battle of Badr,
mm-hmm,
which is mentioned in the ayat of the Holy Quran,
very
or
good,
the downfall of the people of Ad and Thamud,
yes,
and the oppressive nations. These are the examples, historically talking, are mentioned in the ayat of the Holy Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in the Quran that,
right,
finally the truth will be, let's say, victorious,
right,
over the falsehood.
Okay.
And these are the facts that are,
right,
mentioned in the ayat of the Quran. Yes.
And a major question is that so many people ask, so why falsehood is now victorious? I mean, mm-hmm, The true definition of victory has to be clarified. For example, at the time of Imam al-Hussein, Yazid killed Imam al-Hussein, so it seems that Yazid was victorious. Right. Imam al-Hussein was the absolute truth, manifestation of the truth, and the people and the king side saw that, okay, now we are truthful, and Hussein was false.
Right.
So I do want to say that, again, it is the same. History is repeating itself. Nowadays, the people of Israel, we can say the people of Palestine, the innocent kids are being killed by the Israel, and the Israel think that they are victorious. Mm-hmm. But the history might show itself right. maybe mm-hmm. 2 centuries from now on mm-hmm. that the kids were victorious right. and not you.
No, I completely agree. And I think one of the clearest examples is exactly what you mentioned mm-hmm. in history with regards to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, uh-huh. that if you look at it in terms of, like, if you were present at that time and we were, you know, like, say, news reporters, you would have said that, that you know, Imam Hussein and his camp, they were completely destroyed yeah. and complete victory was for Yazid. But if you look at how things have played out, in hindsight, we can see that Imam Hussein definitely was victorious, right? There's yes. no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. The changes that came into the Muslim nation after Imam Hussein, because of what Imam Hussein had done, and how Islam was, you know, made alive again, that's because of, it shows the victory of Imam Hussein alayhi salam over Yazid. And okay. what Yazid wanted to do was completely crush Islam, yes. and Islam lived.
Yes.
And there, that is a victory of truth over falsehood. So yes, you know, at certain times, if you look at, you know, especially while we're in that situation, we might think that, oh, falsehood is winning, falsehood is gonna, you know, prevail. But that's not the case, uh-huh. right? Truth will win, okay? I think the main question for us is not whether truth will win or not.
All right.
Because right? That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise, that truth will win. That is what we've seen in the past, in the different stories of the prophets, in Imam Hussein's time, that truth will win. Okay. The main question for us is that, will I be on the truth or not?
Uh-huh.
Right. That is the main question.
Okay.
What you know? Am I going to be those people who help it win, whom Allah uses, inshallah, for His purposes, or am I going to be somebody who's going to lose hope?
Yes.
And see that you know, in front of me, what is happening, and be overwhelmed by it.
Yes.
And say that, oh, there is no hope.
That's right.
And go and do my own thing on the side, or no, I'm going to actually try and do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And be a part of this victory as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. Okay. And Sheikh Rouhani, you explained very beautifully what is victory and what is truth and what is falsehood based on the Holy Quran, okay? Nowadays, distinguishing between right and wrong becomes very much difficult. I mean, it is difficult. So who is right, who is wrong, okay? Even in the Muslim communities, we could see that there are some disagreements. Even we could see that, for example, the innocent children of the Palestine are not backed and supported by the Muslim kings all around the world, okay? So it seems that religion and religious teachings are not the mere criteria, and ethics and morality are also at work. So how to distinguish, and how not to get into the trap of the so-called ethical developments of the Western secular world, because on that time in the secular world, some ethical moral values are also overemphasized. How to distinguish between these two, Shaykh?
Justice is a principle in which all people across the globe believe.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot find any single person in the entire world who would be opposite to justice and support oppression.
All right.
This is what Islam also advocate, because according to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair. And He created this universe based on justice.
Okay.
And our creation is also completely in accordance with that divine justice.
Mm-hmm.
And the day of Qiyamah is the final manifestation, or the divine manifestation of justice.
Okay.
So these are the beliefs that we Muslims believe.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever and whenever you see oppression, you must be 100% sure that that is opposed to divine will or divine irada, iradatullahi ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
But here is one significant point that should be mentioned. That is this, that the triumph of the or victorious victory of, let's say, truth over falsehood,
that's right,
needs actions. The people should take action. People's will and irada is also play a very significant role.
Very good.
Because in the Holy Quran, it is said that very explicitly, we see in the ayat of the Holy Quran that, indeed Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. In the chapter 13, ayah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very explicitly tell us that victory requires faith, struggle, and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Struggle is important.
Struggle
right.
is very yeah. much important.
Okay.
Sometimes people do not take any action and then expect that, for example, why falsehood is, for example, prevailed or victorious.
Yes.
Because you did not take any action. In the story, of Karbala that you mentioned,
In comparison to the Western world, so struggle is over there, maybe, okay? Isn't
exactly.
It? So
yeah.
that's why the people
the
sometimes...
The more you struggle, the more you achieve naturally.
Naturally,
the
okay.
more you're active, the more you achieve. Even wrong things.
All right.
Yeah, this is nature. This is nature. That's why we naturally, we can try to do something. Look at these false kind of systems that are working now. Yeah, and many people achieve... via
completely illegal,
immoral, let's say, kind of actions.
Spiritual movements,
yeah,
that's right.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
But this is the duty of Muslims. This is the duty of mu'min. A mu'min should ask himself that, okay, what am I doing now? What is my duty? What is my position? What is my status? Yeah, in this regard, for example, when we see that false things are doing and people are doing these things, should we just keep silent and make dua? Or we should take action? Yeah? If you do not take action, of course, Karbala will repeatedly happen.
May Allah help us from the satanic temptations, and may Allah help us to decide on the right side of the history, as Supreme Leader of Iran said that, that's right, to the Europeans and the students of the foreign universities all across the world, that you are on the right side of the history, okay? And standing by the right side of the history and the truth is really, really important. Thank you, Imam Sayyid Zain and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of truth and falsehood from the perspective of the whole Quran. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of We Appoints. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
شفاعة أنا لها أنا